Hi, I'm Jeff Walters, and welcome to The Minutes. And thanks for listening today. It's great to have you along on The Minutes for the week of December the 16th, 2024. This is a City of Thunder Bay podcast. The Minutes takes a look at what happened at Thunder Bay City Council this past week. You can find The Minutes wherever you get your podcasts, including our YouTube channel and our website, thunderbay.ca/theminutes. If you want to keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening at City Hall, just hit that subscribe button. On this episode, we'll have a rundown of what happened at this week's City Council meeting and an interview with Danielle Tom, the city's climate action specialist. She'll speak about the Boulevard Garden bylaw in just a couple of minutes. But first, though, Council started off its meeting with a performance from a school choir. Prior to the holiday break, a choir traditionally performs some holiday songs as part of the Council meeting. This year, the school choir from École Dron Morgan performed in Council chambers. The Thunder Bay and Area Food Strategy made its annual presentation to Council on Monday night. The strategy is required to provide an annual report to continue to receive city funding. The Thunder Bay and Area Food Strategy receives $50,000 from the city each year. This year, the food strategy works to address food challenges and the impacts of food challenges, such as health and well-being. The strategy also works during emergencies to make sure that everyone has access to food who needs it. The group works with 40 different agencies to address food insecurity and to drive policy change to make it easier to access food. The strategy continues to work to create an equitable, sustainable, and resilient regional food system. In a letter to Council, the group says it wants to continue to work on its emergency food plan and also create more partnerships with rural townships and municipalities in 2025. If you're shopping or dining downtown this holiday season, you can take advantage of complimentary holiday parking. From December the 16th until January the 1st, the City of Thunder Bay is once again offering free parking at all metered spaces and in surface lots across Thunder Bay. You can park without worrying about feeding the meter in the downtown cores, as well as in the Bay and Algoma, Westfort, and Waterfront areas. Support local and take advantage of complimentary holiday parking. As well, the city is also extending the use of seasonal parking passes at Marina Park. Originally, the passes were slated to expire on December the 31st of this year. However, Municipal Parking Services has now extended these passes that can be used until the end of March 2025. New annual passes for the waterfront will go on sale at that time. For more information, you can visit thunderbay.ca/parking. City Council spent a considerable amount of Monday's meeting debating and listening to deputations about the Boulevard Garden and Maintenance Bylaw. The bylaw was first presented on September the 23rd of this year as a first report. On Monday night, the bylaw was re-presented with significant changes after considering public feedback and comments from Council. There were also 12 deputations on the bylaw, 8 of which were in person, 1 was virtual, and 3 of which were written. The deputations were mainly to request changes to the bylaw, namely around the height of plants, the registration system, the inability to plant wooded plants and shrubs, but they also wanted to mention the community benefit of Boulevard Gardens. Many of the deputants said they were pleased with the changes made between the first draft of the bylaw and what was presented on Monday night. Nearly 500 people submitted comments to the city on changes they wanted to see made to the Boulevard Garden and Maintenance Bylaw. They included removing all the garden registration requirements, raising the maximum plant height limit, allowing permanent planter boxes on the boulevard, allowing shrubs on the boulevard, allowing gardening in all setback areas, expanding the prohibited plants list to include emerging invasive species or toxic or poisonous plants, restricting the use of pesticides, insecticides, herbicides, fungicides, and rodenticides, restricting the use of fertilizers, removing the requirement for at-own-risk signage when planting food, restricting the use of artificial turf, clarifying the rules around food, dried plants, and compost, removing the term pharmacological applications from the bylaw, along with allowing little free libraries on the boulevard, allowing people to place above-grade, non-permeable objects in structures such as garden gnomes and boulevard gardens, expanding the bylaw to allow participants to plant gardens on vacant land, exempting continuous gardens from the bylaw, and allowing planting on slopes, ditches, and drainage swales. Administration says it addressed many of the concerns and made a number of changes to the bylaw. That includes raising the maximum height of boulevard gardens to 1 meter, except for in setback areas, permitting the planting of native and naturalized herbaceous plants in all setback areas to a height of 60 centimeters, permitting garden boxes on boulevards, with some exceptions. They must be made of untreated wood, not exceed a height of 60 centimeters, be flagged with a high-visibility reflective winter hazard identifying marker, be set back from the curb by 60 centimeters, and be set back from the closest edge of a swale, drainage basin, or ditch by 60 centimeters. Other changes include permitting planting on existing slopes up to the edge of a swale or ditch, updating the soft landscape definition, protecting water shutoff valves, enhancing public safety by creating a 9,000-millimeter setback area in street corner site triangles, permitting edible plants without the need for the at-own-risk signage, enhancing environmental protection measures by prohibiting use of provincially banned pesticides, as well as expanding the restricted plants list to include provincially prohibited plants and emerging invasive species. The term pharmacological applications was also removed, and owners and owner agents are now required to complete a garden acknowledgement declaration rather than a registration and agreement. An education campaign will be started in the spring to cover a number of topics, including prioritizing native and adaptive plants, avoiding planting of invasive species, toxic or poisonous plants, how to limit the effects of pesticides, fungicides, and rodenticides, as well as limiting fertilizers, how to safely dig in the boulevard, as well as how to leave plants to seed and compost without creating a nuisance litter, how to protect street trees and underground infrastructure, limit the effects of heavy metals in any boulevard areas, and highlighting why artificial turf is not allowed on the boulevard. That will be essentially what the public education campaign is comprised of. Now, the bylaw on Monday night was referred back to administration to look into concerns that were brought up on Monday night. The three items that administration will have to report back on is the inclusion of shrubs in the boulevard. After speaking to the Accessibility Advisory Committee, there will be also talk about restricting pesticides, rodenticides, and other chemicals from the boulevard, and allowing the height restriction to not include the height of any raised planters. That means that plants will still have a height restriction of 1 meter based on where they sit in the soil, which can either be on the ground or in a raised planter box. There were also two amendments to this referral. The first, from Councillor Trini, was to allow supportive structures for plants in planter boxes as long as they're within the height restriction. That amendment was carried. The other amendment from Councillor Agarwal was to eliminate the height restriction for soft-scaped boulevards, meaning that plants in the ground could grow higher than the proposed 1 meter. That amendment did not pass. The amendments will come back in the new year, along with a memo to Council on what recommended changes are feasible. We'll get more details on the Boulevard Garden and Maintenance Bylaw when Daniel Tom joins me here in the studio in just a couple of minutes. And finally, Council approved a number of minutes from a variety of committees, boards, and outside agencies this week. This includes the Council Composition Review Committee, the Intergovernmental Affairs Committee, the Thunder Bay District Health Unit, Clean, Green, and Beautiful Committee, Heritage Advisory Committee, and Accessibility Advisory Committee. And that's a wrap as to what happened at Council this week. For more information on anything that happens at Council, please visit our website, thunderbay.ca/council. We're a little closer to having a bylaw that will allow you to plant flowers legally on your boulevard. City Council received an updated version of the Boulevard Garden and Maintenance Bylaw on Monday night after more than a year of public consultation. The bylaw allows for homeowners, property owners, and tenants to plant more than grass on their boulevard. Daniel Tom is the Climate Action Specialist with the City. Daniel, thanks for coming into the Minute Studio today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great. Glad that you could make it in today. So some people might not know that it was technically illegal, actually, to have flowers planted on your boulevard. So why do we even need this bylaw?
All right. So folks might not know, but the boulevard space is not just grass. There's a ton of infrastructure that we house in that. Running a city takes a lot of work that you don't necessarily see behind the scenes. So we have things like water and wastewater running through that. We have electricity running through that. We have your internet. We also have other city assets like street trees and things like that. So it gets very complicated. There's a lot of moving pieces. And in the past, with kind of a colonial turf grass standard, there's been no need to address that. But looking forward and seeing kind of the movement in the city and what we're seeing with people that way, and gardens that are popping up here, there, and everywhere, we're saying, oh, we need to protect these assets. We need to take a look at this before things get out of hand, folks get hurt, and just stepping in before it's a really big issue.
And you said part of this is also protecting what the city owns, I guess.
100%. And it's not just what the city owns. By extension, it's what folks who pay taxes in the city own as well. So just kind of a dog chasing its own tail and getting ahead of itself. But making sure that those assets are safe is very, very important.
So maybe you've kind of answered this already, but it's been more than a year to get to where we are today. So why does something like this take so long?
So we have not only had to consult with the public, we've had to consult with everyone that has a stake in that Boulevard space. We have incorporated work from 4 different departments, 10 different divisions. It's really, really broad scope. And then we also have to ask other stakeholders, folks like Synergy North or folks like T-Baytel, how this is going to influence them. And all of those moving pieces, along with all of the work that all of these people and all these different departments are doing, makes it a little logistically tricky.
Okay, so you've had a lot of discussions internally and kind of pseudo internally with these other groups. You also had a lot of discussion externally, so a lot of public consultation. What did you hear from the groups that had an interest in this bylaw?
Firstly and foremostly, people get a lot of joy out of their gardens, and they are very afraid that we are going to somehow influence that and or take it away with something very restrictive, which we have definitely heard and tried to acknowledge in this. It is a lot around restrictions that we're hearing, a lot of not wanting a registration system, not wanting height restrictions, not wanting any sort of setback restrictions either. We're just trying to meet those kind of folks in the middle, because there are also other folks that aren't necessarily avid gardeners, but have some maybe accessibility issues or differently abled that also need to move through the space. And people like with young children and things like that are very concerned about that movement through that Boulevard space and sight lines for little ones that might be popping out of nowhere.
So you've got a number of competing interests. Is that safe to say?
Very safe to say.
Okay. So you got a lot of feedback after this draft bylaw was presented in September. There was the first version that went to the public as a first report on September 23rd, I think it was. You got some feedback from council, some feedback from the public. What did you end up changing?
So we have 11 to 12 changes that have been made either to the bylaw or we're going to include in a separate public public education campaign. So just a brief overview of maybe the top three would first and foremost be an increase in height restrictions. So whereas before we had a 600 millimeter or 60 centimeter height restriction, now we have 1,000 millimeters or 1 meter. And then we've also allowed for planting in setback areas. So in the first version of that bylaw, we did not allow for anything other than turf grass to be planted in setbacks. So when I'm talking about setbacks, I'm talking about kind of a horizontal or sideways limit around things like hydrants or street trees or pretty much any sort of staple infrastructure that you would find in the Boulevard.
Like sidewalks, I guess, or from sidewalks?
Sidewalks as well. Sidewalks, curbs, driveways. So we're making each setback, you're allowed to grow perennial herbaceous plants up to a height, or perennial or annual plants up to a height of 600 millimeters or 60 centimeters.
Okay, so that's within this little spot that you have between something and the middle of the garden then.
Essentially like buffer zones around infrastructure where we're not going to have any kind of hard materials in there. We're going to be able to access and hopefully see.
And then the middle of the garden, you've got an increased height restriction compared to what was proposed before.
Yes. So that increase is that 1 meter. We're also going to be allowing for garden boxes in that middle section now, which is kind of the third big change that we've made. So those planter boxes will have to be set back by 60 centimeters from driveways, walkways, roadways, curbs, shoulders, and the rest. And then they can't be found in any of those setback areas around that infrastructure. But you can still make them as long as you have a large enough Boulevard space to accommodate that. They are going to be made out of untreated wood, just to make sure that we have no kind of runoff into the stormwater system through the chemicals you'd need to make something like pressure treated wood or any sort of other treated wood or plastics that can degrade in the sun and things like that. We're also going to need hazard flags on each corner just a high visibility, essentially one of those snowplow markers that are going to flag that box for snow removal. And then also for folks with different abilities that may have vision impairments and stuff like that, that could really get hurt by running into a garden box, or children riding bikes, things like that. And then we're also going to have a maximum height limit on those of that 60 centimeters, 600 millimeters again.
And those garden boxes, based on what you just said there, they won't have to be moved. Like once they're there, they can stay there.
Yep. So we were talking before in our first report that maybe we could allow those, explore that a removable option, but really that's just not feasible. And if we can make it work with the hazard markers, which we have made it work, then we are good to go. We just had to consult with our advisory or accessibility advisory committee, and then roads to make sure that that was going to be safe for their machinery operators.
Okay. Those are kind of the top three big changes that you've made, sort of the themes. A number of other requests, though, for changes that were made between that first draft and where we are now. Why were some of those changes not made?
So the big things that we're looking at are safety and accessibility. We want to make sure sight lines are maintained and we aren't going to have trips and falls because of things that are occurring in the boulevard. Safety, and then some requests were simply out of the scope of the bylaw, asking for things that weren't necessarily strictly to do with boulevard gardens, which is what we were looking at.
Tell me about the registration system. There's been a lot of chatter about this, and I guess why is this registration system needed?
So we're not calling it a registration system anymore because it's a lot less hands-off than that. It is a declaration and acknowledgement. We are simply asking residents who would like to plant or have planted through the years to go online or come in person, fill out a form that acknowledges that you understand that there are rules and regulations, a bylaw around boulevard gardening, and that you are either the owner or owner agent of that piece of boulevard. And then you're going to have your name and then the address. It's going to be optional to include your email or phone number. We'll be able to mail you things. But really the main point of this is to make sure that people understand the bylaw first and foremost and are ready to comply with it. But then this mechanism allows us to ease the distribution of education material. And it's also going to ease any sort of notice that we can give to these folks that have boulevard gardens that they've worked very hard on if there's going to be infrastructure maintenance in that boulevard.
So just to think about this here, if people are interested in taking part, I guess they should register their garden.
Yes.
That's the point.
They should. That is the point. So we're trying to make it as hands-off as possible while still kind of understanding where these boulevard gardens are in the city. It's also going to just give us a mechanism to track the uptake of education and outreach and things like that. It also may allow us in the future to do fun things like garden tours and things like that. We'll just know where folks are and how to reach them.
Any idea on what the uptake is going to be?
From survey and public engagement so far, I engaged with about 500 different touch points in the community, and about 400 of those, I'm assuming from all of my talks with them, have boulevard gardens. So that's a minimum of what I'm hoping to start off with.
Fair enough. You also talked about an education campaign, telling people about what's in the bylaw. What are your plans for that?
So the education piece is kind of essential to me. It is really, really important to make sure that the bylaw is stated in plain language or else people won't be able to follow it. We totally understand, even from my standpoint, I don't have that background necessarily in fully reading and understanding every little piece in this 15-page document. We're going to need a SparksNotes and we're going to need visuals, which is the most important part. It's really limiting to just have that language out there to folks that maybe that's not the easiest way they understand. So we want visuals, we want videos, we want everything possible to show people that the rules we've set out are realistic and they can be followed and it can be beautiful. And we're definitely going to be enlisting help from different folks to do that. There are a couple of key touch points. There's been some very active members of the community on this file, and we'd love to get them involved to kind of get their input and move forward with this. Other key players, maybe somebody like the LRCA, the Horticultural Society, trying to make sure we're not spreading invasives and we're picking plants that grow safely and well in the boulevard.
Now, this bylaw, it's not a done deal yet. It's not fully approved. So you had some work, I guess, that came back from council last night. So I guess, where are we going from here?
So first and foremost, we need to get explore the amendments that that council has put forward. So those amendments include a pesticide, rodenticide, basically chemical ban in the boulevard. Allowing for shrubs in certain areas, increasing the height limit of plants above boxes. So right now it's only 1 meter, including the garden box. It would be 1 meter plus the garden box. So raising that height limit to 1.6 meters or 1600 millimeters. And then also allowing structures for plants to grow on within those garden boxes.
So that would be like a tomato cage or like a trellis kind of idea?
A tomato cage or like a trellis for growing beans, squash, things like that, to just increase the productivity in these gardens.
Okay, so that was all proposed last night. So I guess, where do you go from here?
So I'm working closely with that internal working group that I've been working with so far. And then we are very much trying to meet with the Accessibility Advisory Committee. Three of the options, so everything but the fertilizer and pesticide, was brought up as issues with the Accessibility Advisory Committee and the built environment working group. So we really need to clear those changes with them. We're thinking that with setback areas, this might be possible, but I don't want to guarantee anything till we've talked to those stakeholders.
From here, you obviously have to go back and do some research, and then it still has to come back to council.
Yes.
One more time.
Yes, it does. So we are looking, our original date for coming back and for the minutes being ratified is January 6th. And then January 13th for a finalized bylaw. We are still aiming for that January 13th for a finalized bylaw, but that really hinges on us being able to reach out and communicate with folks over the holiday season.
Okay. Well, so essentially, but you're aiming for very early in the new year. The hope is to have this all set for the gardening season, at least.
It definitely is. So at the very least, you will be able to plant a garden once this is passed.
Danielle, appreciate you coming in today. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That's Danielle Tom. She is the Climate Action Specialist here in the city, and she joined me here in the Minutes studio. And a big thanks for listening to the Minutes this week. Of course, if you want more information about City Council, agendas, or Minutes, just visit thunderbay.ca/council. If you want to listen to past episodes or maybe provide some feedback, visit thunderbay.ca/theminutes. You can also find the Minutes wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and on our website as well. That's thunderbay.ca/theminutes. If you want to keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening at City Hall, just hit that subscribe button. I'm Jeff Walters. Thanks for listening this week. We'll chat again next week. Make it a great day.